BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, coach of UNCG, sparring out of SoCon, Coach Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones. Him in the building. Coach Jones, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm doing great, boss. Great to see you again, man. Great to be back on the show.
Hey, anytime, coach. You know I love having you on, man. So I got to start off with you, man. 200 wins overall. You got 200 wins, man. Show you've been doing a long time, been very successful. How's that made you feel, man, knowing that you got this 200 win underneath your belt, knowing that you've been in a small school all those years, then you're here in Greensboro now doing things as well. So knowing what you had to go through to get where you're at, man, how's it make you feel, man?
Well, first, it makes me feel old because I've been in this thing for a minute now. I've been in almost 30 years total in college coaching, and now it's my 12th season as a head coach. It makes me feel blessed because I know that, you know, it's not easy to, you know, continue to be a head coach in this profession. It's a really hard job, and it's based on 17 to 23 year olds for the most part. And so that makes it scary. But man, just blessed to still be in the business and still be above ground coaching, you know, doing something that I love. So now it's been incredible, man. We just been so many people that have been a part of my coaching life that I'm grateful for. Coaches and players and managers, you know, that have been a part of, you know, my program as a head coach at Bradford and now at UNCG, man. I'm just very thankful.
No doubt. Like I said, you have to put out so many fires as a head coach. So having that support staff, assistant coaches, the managers, the Doughboys, all the administration at the school, all this stuff matters. Now, fans don't see that part of it. Fans don't see the wins and losses on the court, but not the fact that there's so many people who touch these programs, touch these kids that help you be successful on that court when you all play all these games you play.
Yeah, it's wild. My wife and I were just talking about that this morning. Like, you know, she didn't think about the fact that it's, you know, you got to manage so many people. Now that we're at UNCG, there's a lot more people to manage here. We have more GAs than we had at Radford. We have more support staff than we had at Radford. And so just having that big circle of people that you're responsible for, making sure that everybody's, you know, on the same mission and that they're doing their job and, you know, that people are getting along and you're giving the right message to the guys. I mean, it's just, it's a lot, but it's great, you know, and certainly none of us can do it alone. We got to have a lot of good people around them. And I'm fortunate, man. I've got a terrific staff now. Donnie Lynn has been with me now for, I think, 7 years. Brett Gilbert has been with me for five. I think this is his fifth year. And then we had some new pieces this year who have really helped our program take a step up. And Brian Stith, who's a longtime NBA player, all-time great at UVA, and and I've been an assistant and a head coach at the high school level. So yeah, we've added to the staff, and so I feel like we're getting even stronger.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I see you, man. And now watching your team play, Coach Jones, man, your team is playing hard, playing tough, man. And Furman, go on the road to Furman. That's a hard place to win in overtime on the road. Talk about that. That being a growth win for your team, man. Going down there, knowing Furman, how they've been to since SoCon all these years. Bob Richards does a great job. A dude who's been there a long time, when has established himself. If you want to go down there, that tough place to play and win that game, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, they really do have it going on. I was an assistant there in the 90s, and we did not have the kind of crowd that they had on Saturday. No, nowhere close. It was loud. They were into it. There was a lot of energy in the building, and their team fed off of it. And I'm really proud of our team for just being able to handle the environment and keep their poise. I thought we showed a lot of toughness. And for me, toughness is not just strong, tough, physically tough. It's being mentally tough, and it's being emotionally tough, especially emotionally tough in those environments. Is something that young people tend to struggle with from time to time. Coaches tend to struggle with it from time to time. But I thought our guys kept their emotions in check. They were mentally tough, and certainly had to be physical tough against a team like Furman. So yeah, it was a really good win for us on the road, and we hope we can build on that as we go forward in the season.
No doubt. You're at 5-1 so far in conference play. Sanford 6-0 right now. So it's going to be a tough race. A lot of you guys are good in that conference. The records don't mean this. It's a tough league. So as you see that, keep your guys focused. Citadel this week, the record not what it could be. Ed Conroy is back down there doing his thing at Citadel. So we watch you film with your guys to get ready for this game this week. How do you keep them focused on task and not their record? Just say, hey, we got to play our game, beat these guys.
Yeah, and one thing we've talked about all season is not worrying about who we play. It's more about the standards that we've set for ourselves. And if we live up to the standards that we've set for ourselves, then everything else kind of takes care of itself. And so we've kind of harped on that. We wanted, our championship standards to be in place where, we're playing with the effort that we need, and we're playing with the discipline that we need on both sides of the ball. I mean, you go into a place like Furman, and they're the preseason favorites, in the coaches poll and the media poll, and you go in there and beat them on their home floor, you start feeling good about yourself. You let your standards drop, and you come in and you play Citadel at home, or whoever you play at home, and all of a sudden now you let those standards slip, you're in trouble, and so we've got to maintain the standards regardless of who we play, where we play, what time of year it is. And if our guys can maintain their focus on our own personal standards that we've set for ourselves, then everything else takes care of itself.
You mentioned being at home. 5-2 at home, as you and I both know this, and fans should know this too. You want to win all your games at home, let's go on the road if possible. And so
Yeah.
being 5-2 at home, man, already good. So talk about getting you guys focused to really keep that standard at home as well, to win in front of your home crowd, get them galvanized, be behind you in these tough games at SoCon here.
Yeah, I mean, we need the support at home. This will be our first game playing with our students back, so hopefully we can have a good student turnout. But yeah, I mean, you just feel different when you're at home, and you feel more motivated to hold home court. And our guys have been better about that this year than we were last year. Last year, I think, we were really up and down at home. This year, we've been more consistently good at home, but it's not easy. Our guys, when people come in and play in this Coliseum, they feel motivated, with all the history in the building. And so, sometimes they play above their heads. So we've got to understand that and try to take their confidence away right from the beginning. But yeah, we have four in a row at home now, and so it's an opportunity for us to really build some momentum as we go into February, and we've got to try to take advantage of that.
And I also say good days to practice as well, not having to travel. Good days to get better.
Amen. Amen. This old man needs to stay off that bus and stay out of those airplanes for a couple weeks, so we get to stay home and get some home cooking and get in our practice gym and do what we do, man. So that's a good thing too.
And I feel like this, Coach Jones, is really important. You guys are playing tight, close games now. So when it comes down to the tournament time, you'll be battle-tested and callous to these tough close games. Some of them you ain't been able to win your way, but the fact of the matter is you're going through them now. You pull up the film and correct the errors and be better going forward. You make and grow from this, doing it now rather than learning the hard way in March.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We've come up on the short end on a couple of these games against some really good teams. You know, we played Towson here and had a shot to win it there late. Didn't get that done, or to tie it. And then against Samford last week, we had a chance to win the game with a shot at the buzzer. Didn't get that done. And now we turn around, we go to overtime at Furman, and we find a way to win that one. So these things, whether they turn out in your favor or not, they help with the experience that you have as a team, because each team is different. You know, you can't say, oh, we had close games last year, so you guys should be, you know, ready for it this year. Each team has to go through their own trials and tribulations. And so this team has had a few so far. And, I just like the way we've responded, whether we won or not. I like the way our guys have continued to fight until there's zeros on the clock. And that's something that we preach as well. So that should certainly help us as we go down the stretch in this league. This is a tough league. And, you know, there are going to be some tough nights regardless of who you play. And you got to be up for the challenge. And I think so far our guys have shown they are.
And Coach Jones, fans are understanding this the way you and I do. It's really a possession game. It's not really talent, it's possessions. It's literally possessions from 6-0 and 1-5. And so,
no doubt.
That's what people already understand. It's not here's a bad coach. It's possessions and making plays when it counts. It's not coaching.
And it's trying to get those guys to understand how important each possession is. Like they say, oh, well, we don't have a few more, so I'm not worried about this one. And they don't take it as seriously. And all of a sudden now you give up 2 points you shouldn't give up, or you turn the ball over and don't get a shot. You know, those bite you in the end. You know, we talk about it a lot. We in film session, you know, we'll say, hey, if we could be two possessions better in each half, then instead of it being a two-possession game, you know, where we win – maybe we win by 4 or 5 possessions, or instead of us losing by 2 possessions, maybe we win by 2 because we are more focused and locked in on each possession. So yeah, these guys, they don't value those possessions as much as us coaches do. And it's our job to make sure that they understand how important each one is.
And that's why you have a young man pay attention to that. Those scouts, those game plans are so important. Know who a shooter is, know who a crasher is, know who the diver, know who the rebound. Just know all these different dudes. Are we close now, short, or going out? Like young men, you know what I'm saying? All that determines wins and losses. When they figure that part out, that's when they really have a great team.
You know, we thinking about all of that, and they're thinking about why this girl didn't call them back last night. You know what I mean? Like, we try to get their mind off of the stuff that they're talking about and put it on the stuff that we need them to focus on. And that's probably, you know, I joke about 17 to 23, but that's probably the toughest part, is just getting them all to be focused the way we need them to be on every given day. And, you know, one of the ways that we do that is we try to keep it light. We have fun with them. And then we let them know, hey, now it's time to be serious. We got to lock in on this little area. Okay. And so now, instead of them having to just be serious and focused all the time, they can have fun, be themselves. And now, all right, it's time to lock in. This is, you know, test taking time. So, that's kind of how we approach it. And they've done a good job with it for the most part this year.
No, Doug, I want to ask you about a couple of your players, man. Keyshawn, tell me about that young man and what he's meant to your program this year and what you expect him going forward down through February and March here, man.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Key. He didn't play the whole year. He was not eligible to play last fall, the first part, and he came in mid-year and just never could get his rhythm going. He's a really good player. He was on the all freshman team, had a really good freshman year. And then for us, he just, he can never really get it going last year. And so this year he's been in the fold all summer, all fall. And now he's just playing at a high level right now. I hope that he is the player of the week this week in the SoCon, because he just had a tremendous 2 games in a row, shot a high percentage, scored a lot of points for us, played with a lot of confidence. And when he does that, our team follows. And so just really proud of what he's been able to do this year.
And I got one more for you from a little, I think I know where it's got a little baby from. Keandre King, tell me about that young man, coach.
Yeah, we got Atlanta boy finally, man. Just I've been gone from UGA since 2009, man, and haven't had any Georgia boys on the team, man. So really excited to get him. He played for a good friend of mine, Phil McCrary at Columbia High School. So just happy to have him in the fold. He's been everything that we thought he would be coming in as a grad transfer. You know, just able to step in right away and score the ball for us and produce for us in a lot of different ways. He surprised me a little bit in that he cares more about the defensive end than I thought he did, and he's a little better than I thought he was coming in the door. And he also, you know, he makes plays, you know, for other people at times. So I didn't know that about. I knew he could score the ball. So he surprised us in being able to do some other things for us this year. And he's really been a great addition to the squad. And he's a great young man.
No doubt. I hope Atlanta guys come play for you. I definitely endorse Coach Mike Jones.
Well,
Some guys I
I
won't endorse, but
appreciate
I definitely endorse you.
it. I appreciate it, man. I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, I definitely endorse you, man. And, you know, I gotta ask you, Coach, man. You know, like you said, man, recruiting wise, this year across college, that's why across the whole spectrum, Coach, like it's so much parity. Like I'm talking about possessions, like with it being so much older now, like the guys are more skilled and you don't know from night to night who's gonna win each game. Like I said, the records don't matter, but I've been older, the COVID year, and the parity of the portal, man. Every night, most of these scores, I'm like, okay. I'm not surprised anymore because everybody's older now.
No, it's just the landscape has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. I mean, dramatically. It's a totally different deal. You know, whereas before you might say, man, I got to develop this guy over the next couple of years. And if I, you know, if I keep him and he keeps growing, then we're going to be good because we're going to have a lot of juniors and seniors. Well, now you can get instant junior, instant senior, instant grad transfer, fifth year guys. And everybody's taking advantage of it. So I would prefer that we did not have the one-time transfer rule, but since we do have it, then we're going to try to do our best to take advantage of it every year. And so far, so good. These 2 years here at UNCG, we've gotten some quality players and people out of the portal, and our staff has done a great job researching it to figure it out. But you know, you got to stay one step ahead, man. And we've been able to do that. But anytime you go and play somebody, you know, we went to play Arkansas. We were older, you know, we were just as physical, you know, as strong, just because we've been able to, you know, re-up in the transfer portal each year. So I think it's here to stay, and you got to make sure you know how to play the game.
No doubt, man. Well, Coach John, thank you for your time today on this MLK Day, man. I'll be cheering for you, brother. You know how I cheer for you, man. So it's all good, man. I look forward to seeing you at Lake Point recruiting this summer as well, man. Get still plays from ATL, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, put out the word, man. I'm coming down. I'm coming back. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, I sure will.
I'm coming back to to Georgia, man, and try to get me a couple more good ones out of there, man. So all the help I can get. But boss, appreciate you having me on the show, man. Always a pleasure. And shoot, on MLK Day, man, go read Letters from Birmingham Jail, man. That's one of the greatest pieces of literature ever produced.
I
So.
sure will, Coach, and I sure will sing our song as well. Every voice will sing as well, because it's the day we should sing that song means so much to me and you and a
Yes,
lot of
sir.
people who like you and I.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Coach, thank you so much, my brother. I'll see you soon, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
See you now.
All right, boss.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.